So we had just been quoting the pasuk of Bakodesh about Eish Tisarev, Bakodesh Bisreifa Ve'en Kol Yisurin Sheba Torah Bisreifa. So the Gemara counters V'hai Bakodesh Ba'Eish Tisarev La'achil Da'asam Yibay Lechler Bishem Adhan Rabishem Adhan Omer Bakodesh Ba'Eish Tisarev Limit Al Chatas She'sorfen Osa Bakodesh V'Ein Li Al Azobel Tad Psulei Kadshe Kadashim V'Emurei, not the Basar, but the Emurei Kadshim Kalim, which again has a mechitza of tocha azara, minayin tambadomar, bakodesh ba'esh tisarev. So those things that have to be in the azara altogether, if some psul happens, they have srefa bakodesh. Bakodesh ba'esh tisarev. It's basically like a tarte mashma. Bakodesh, when you're dealing with kodesh, ba'esh tisarev. Right, but it has to be done ba'kodesh. So Amrle Rabbi Yonasan Rabcha mehaikra kamrla v'im yivaser mi bisarha miluim. Excuse me, nami alecha madaboker. Shein tamad Amrle yachal matamad Amrle yachal imenu in the gufei dehaksiv esarafto sanosar boesh tenei in the shari sur and shabbat Torah v'imenu in the achila tenu in the sur hanoa ima kan b'sreifa v'koli sur shabbat Torah b'sreifa. So here's the miyod on makra v'sarafta sanosar nosar bisreifa ve'ein kol isurin shebatora bisreifa, that not all isurin shebatora are subject to the din of sreifa. Obviously, we're very interested in nosar because that becomes the source from which Rabbi Yehuda derives ein biur chametz ala sreifa la achar zman biure. V'hai le'eli ochel ha'chiyu da'asi amibay lech Rabbi Lazar dem Rabbi Lazar. Lo yachel ki kodeshu kol shebekodesh pasul ba'akasov litain lo tase al achilaso. So there's an extra lo tase. Not only is there a mitzvah tase of sreifa, but kol shebekodesh pasul. So that, you know, is marba things, not just nosar, but things like pigul and things like yotze or nishbach damo. If the psul happened in the kodesh, or in the case of yotze, because it left the kodesh, so now there's a special losase al achilaso, and not just an affirmative responsibility of sreifa. So Amar Abayi le'olam mikra kama ve'epoch delichtov ba'esh tisarev lo ba'i lo sochal matam alam lo sochal imenu in the gufo denafkin in the Rabbi Lazar tenu in the l'chol yisur shabbat Torah inu in the achila tenu in the yisur hanoa ima kan b'sreifa af kol yisur shabbat Torah b'sreifa Amar kra hanosar b'sreifa. Definite article, the hey, meaning only this, v'ein kol isurin shebat Torah b'sreifa. So just one thought on this particular limud. I think what makes nosar particularly egregious is that some of us were discussing earlier in the week, and this is maybe one of the differences between nosar and chametz, see Ilan nodding sagaciously, is nosar is particularly stigmatized because there's a great mitzvah of achilas hakadshim by the Kohanim, you know, the Kohanim are Ochlim and the Bailim are Miskapred, but Bechol Ofen, you know, it's Mishulchan Gavoa Kazacho, it's a special opportunity to sort of partner with Hashem, and a person, you know, is, derelict, is not paying attention, is not paying attention to the shot clock. Mashal Adavar Dome, I don't like to overdo it with the sports analogies, but, you know, people have a shot clock violation, so the announcers are going to let them have it. You know, what are they thinking? What are they paying attention? It's one thing if you turn the ball over, you know, you make a bad pass, but the shot clock violation, mech tesi shot clock violation. That should never happen. Put up a shot. So nosar is a particularly, like, egregious thing. And Amara Mako Manilacha on this one. The fact is that Nosar really even predates the world of Kodesh, right? Because Nosar is already a din in the Mon, right? And remember, with respect to that, the Tola'im of, Parshas Beshalach and, Adana Me'antem, how upsetting it is to Moshe in the context of Nosar, Vayirum Tola'im Vayivash. So I think that that's all part of the logic of Nosar. I think Nosar really stands out in terms of Kol Sheba Kodesh. In any event, Amar Le Rapapa L'Abaye Ve'ema Li'yichudei Le'lav L'guf Ehuda Asa Dimi De'Rabbi Lazar Ein Lokin Alav Shebichlalo. So you have a principle that you don't get Malkus if it's a lav shebichlalos, if it's kol shebakodesh. So maybe this is to establish a specific lav that would generate malchus. Elam rav papa mehacha v'abasar sheyiga v'chol tamei lo yachel ba'esh yisarif. Ein tamad lomer lo yachel. Once you say ba'esh yisarif, of course you can't eat it. Mal tamad lomer lo yachel. Imen aligu for the tanafka imikav v'chol me'maiser. Akal ma'maiser. Akal amr tarol lo biyart. Imen b'tamei b'sar kodesh chamor lo kol shekein. So obviously, a person can't have it in a state of tuma. V'chisei mazira minadin. This isn't really based on kal v'chomer, but hakeshahu dechsev lo sucha lechol bisharecha masar degan chatirosh chavitzerecha v'karos v'karcha v'tonecha. So we can connect that back to kodesh. So it's not really a kal v'chomer; it's based on a hakesh. So matam malomer lo yachel imenu in the gufo teneu in the chol yisurim shibtorah v'imenu in la chila teneu in the hana. Ima kan b'sreifa av kol yisurim shibtorah b'sreifa amarkra. Hanosar, nosar bisreifa, ve'ein kol isurin shebatora bisreifa. So now that we get to Ilan's point from yesterday, so amalei ravina l'ravashi, ve'ein b'lavar lav bishnei lav, and maybe it's just introduced an extra lav. We already knew it was asur, but rather than say that it applies to kol isurin shebatora, rather than say it doesn't apply to isur achila, but it applies to isur hana, why not just say it's an extra lav? Lav mi'amra abayil achal potisa. Putisa is a certain kind of a sheretz. Loka arba, nimala, which is like an ant. Loka chamesh, tzira, which is kind of a sheretz ha'of. Loka sheish. So Amar Lai says, you're right, that's a theoretical possibility. But, kol heicha di'ika l'medrash darshinan v'lo mokminan v'lavi yiseri. Anytime, it's an interesting klal, anytime it's possible to learn a new halacha, we'd rather learn a new halacha than to say that you violate multiple lavin. So I think that's an important halacha. In other words, we assume, default assumption, is that if something is aser, there's one lav in the Torah for it. Now it's possible there are multiple lavin, but if we can, the Ravacha de Milsa, if we can darshan, you know, something new, that's better than, you know, being mokim be lavi yaseri. Now there is a machlokas between Rashi Tosos, which by the way is very similar to machlokas Rashi and Ramban, we talked about in the Shnayim Mikra Chabura earlier this year. And Rashi always thinks that the Lashon of Sheretz is a Devar Katan. The only reason you can see it is because it moves. Like your wife said to you, did that just move? So that's Rashi Shita. And you're like, I don't know, it's really small. Rashi says the only reason you can see it is because it's moving. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to see it. So Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos doesn't think a Sheketz or a Sheretz is something that necessarily has to be really small. It's just that's not part of the definition. Tosa says, you see at the end here of the tzira, b'muvdalim mimcha diber hakasiv. T'chsev v'seva dekra, asher hivdalti lacham atamei, v'haynu shmon eshratzim shehen tameim. The term really implies muvdalim mimcha, that you're supposed to be separated from it, as opposed to necessarily anything having to do with the size. Okay, so back to the pasuk v'asher, abasar asher yiga b'chol tamei lo yachel. So, dereshalam only, l'rabos eitzim ulev, oh, I forgot to mention one thing. Excuse me. Back to the putisa and the namala and the tzira. So those are chidushim in their own right, because that's a halacha called birya, that those are entire organisms. And normally in halacha, generally speaking, the shir, in terms of being yotzei mitzvos and to be over isurim, is kezayis. But kezayis is sort of an amount that grants chashivas. But there's another way to get to chashivas, which is a birya, which is something which is an entire organism, no matter how small it is. Even if it really is microscopic. Okay. Nachi, we see you. Okay, it's excellent. So, v'abasar asher yigav v'chol tamei lo yachal d'reishalam. Alei l'rabos eitzim u'levona. So that tells us that eitzim and levona, which aren't really midi d'achila, but once again, this is the halacha of chibas hakodesh, makes us consider them as ochlin. V'abasar kol tahor yachal basar d'seifei lam. Alei l'rabos emurin. Say Murmi Hasam Nafka the Tani Ba Nefesh Asher Tochal Basar Mizela Chashlamim Asher Hashem Le Rabu Says Hoy Murim. So the Gemara says two different categories. Hasam Tumas Agof Bekares Hacha Tumas Basar Belav. So we have a fascinating distinction, but one that always made a great deal of sense to me, even within the internal logic of Taros and Kachim, right at the interface between them. So the question is, what's worse? If you're a Tame and you eat Kachim, so that is Achi of Kares, and if the Kachim becomes Tame and you consume them, so that's only a lav. So why should it be worse? But I think that it's really the point If a person is tame, so to eat kachim is like being mechalel as a kachim. Right? Whereas if the kachim are already mechulal ve'omeh, they've already been, you know, made tame, so a person shouldn't be mitame himself. But we know in halacha in general, it's not the worst thing in the world to be mitame yourself. Viskadisha v'yisem kedoshim and achilas chulin b'tara. And here it's worse. Here's just an actual lav, because, you know, it's kachim and kachim to become tame. Right, it is that squandered opportunity. It's not Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu anymore. It's not Kohanim Ochlin and Bailim Miskavrim, but it's only a lav. Right? Because you didn't desecrate the Kachim. You know, are taking Kachim, which can no longer be used for their proper purposes, and you're like, you know, deluding yourself into thinking you can eat these Kachim. But that's nowhere near as bad, in terms of an Isser Kares, of a person being Bitama Sagof and eating Kachim, defiling the Kachim through an act of Achila. So I think that's very logical, right? This principle in halacha that achilas kachim b'tumas agof is an avera chamura relative to achilas kachim, which is tamei. I think it's a very logical principle. So I'm Rabbi Yevoa, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I call Yisur Shabbatari, and lokin aleim aladerach achila. Son, so lemiyute mai. So I'm Rabbi Simi Barashi, lemiyute shimachal chelev chai shepater. Because chelev chai, who eats fats which are completely uncooked. So you could the Amir Amir Bayo Amir Yochanan Kol Yisurim Shabbatari Nokin Al Melderach Hanu Asan Lemiute Mayna Derech Achilasam Derech Hanu Asan Amir Simi Rashi Lemiute Shim Hiniach Chelev Shol Shor Haniskal Al Gabe Makaso. You want to use it as a form of refua. This is going to set us up in the next daf. Shehu Pater VeKol Shekein Ochel Chelev Chai Shehu Pater. Right, and here the Kal Vachomer is based on the following. If we're going to say that Hana'a, which is obviously a broader category, still has to be the normal derech. So kal v'chomer achila, which is typically subject to principles of, you know, what's normal achila. That's why Gid Hanash is such a fascinating case. If you hold in Begidim no Saint Tam, that it really is just, you know, an eitz, and yet the Torah, the Zegdera, is a custom that it's aser. So kol shekein ochel chelev chai shehu pater. So Yidmar Nami and Rebacha, Bar Iva, Rebasi and Reb Yochanan, Hiniach chelev shol shor haniskal. So we know bala shor naki. There's an isra hanoa by the shor haniskal. Everybody agrees to that. Al gabe makas. So use it for purposes of refua pater. Lefisha kol yisurin shebatora ein lokin aleim eladera chana asan. Amr b'zera afana nana bitanina ein sovkin esar ba'im mishum arla ela yotze min hazesim umin ha'anavim bilvad. Vilum bitusim, berries, te'enim, figs, rimonim. Lo, my time, lav mishum de lo ka'achal lehu derech hana'asan. This is not considered the derech hana'a, okay, for these particular fruits. But when it comes to zesim and anavim, obviously, you know, olive oil and, you know, wine or grape juice is, you know, even in Eloi, that's a way of going up from the standard fruit that's, you know, recognized in Hilchos Brachos, that's recognized in Achilas HaMizbeach, where, you know, Zesim don't go on the Mizbeach, but obviously Shemin does go on the Mizbeach. Okay. So, Amar Le'abayi Bishlam Yishmin and Pri Gufa Delo Kachele Derech Hanaso Shapir Elohacha Mishum Dezeya Ba'almahu. So, Abayi says he's not really so sure that this would serve as a good source for the Halacha, because maybe this isn't really considered to be in Achila at all. It's simply Zeya Ba'alma. It's not really considered to be more than that. But we go to Kilei HaKerem and Basar Bechalav, which the Gemara Masechet Chulin spends a lot of time on, as the paradigmatic examples of defying this principle of Kederach Hanasan and Kederach Achilasan. So Amar Abaya Kol Modin Bechilei HaKerem Shalokin Aleim Apilu Shalok Kederach Hanasan. My time, Mishum Delok Siv Behu Achila. Because when the Torah speaks about the Isra of Kilei HaKerem, it actually talks merely about Achi of Srefa, Pen Tikdash. Amlea Azer Asher Tisra. Otvuas hakarem. So there's no restriction that it would have to be kederech hana'asan, because the Torah says that this is completely results oriented. We don't really care how a person is deriving benefit. So meisvisi ben Yehuda omer minayin lebaser b'chalav shu'aser nemar kan ki'am kadosh atal Hashem elokecha v'nemar lahalan v'anshe kodesh tiyumli, which is really a pasuk about treifa, but we compare the two. Malahalan aser, afkan aser, v'eni li'o b'achila v'ana v'inayin, amarta ka v'choma, orlo shalu nevda ba'aveira, asur b'hana, those first few years, basar b'chalav, shenevda ba'aveira, right, because derech bishal aser Torah, Torah says, Lo Savashal Gdiba Chalevimo three different times. So one of them is Yisr Bishal, the other one is Yisr Achila, the other is an Yisr Hanoah. So Shenevda Bo Aveira Din Sheyo Aser Behanoah, right? So Shalohe Chote Niskar, if you already did an Aveira Midaraisa, so surely there should be an Yisr Hanoah. So the Gemara counters and says, not so fast. Ma'al Orla Shekem Lo Haisa La Shasa Kosher. Tomer Basar Bechalav Shahaisa Lo Shasa Kosher. So a little bit of a debatable point. Because basar b'chalav atzmo doesn't really have a shasa kosher. The basar did, the chalav did, but basar b'chalav doesn't really have a shasa kosher. So that's not such a simple line. But the Gemara now says, chametz basar yachiyach shayelo shasa kosher v'asar b'hanoah. So the Gemara retorts, yeah, but mal chametz b'pesach shekena anushkaris. It's an isur chamor, turn basar b'chalav she'ena anushkaris. So kile hakerem yochichu she'ena anushkaris. V'aser b'hanah, and as we said by Kilei HaKerem, it's afilu shelo kederech hana'asan. V'im isa nifroch mal Kilei HaKerem shekein lokin aleihem afilu shelo kederech hana'asan. Right, so the Gemara wants to challenge and say, well, wait a second, if it was really true that Kilei HaKerem has this highly unusual property of lokin aleihem afilu shelo kederech hana'asan, so that should have been a chumra, just like we said that chametz is a chumra of kare, so maybe it's not the best example, so we should have brought that example from Kilei HaKerem, which is where we'll pick it up in the Shak Levitaria. So I just wanted to tell you something in the name of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik that I asked a prospective student on a Bechina this week, and he actually did a pretty nice job. So we know that when it comes to Basar B'chalav, the Torah says three different times, Lo Savashal Gedi B'chalev Imo, we have Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Kisisa, and then again, in Sefer Devarim. So the question is the following. A bunch of chemistry students in Yeshiva University so came to Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik and wanted, and they figured out somehow that in their chemistry lab protocols, there was going to be Bishul Abasar Bechalav. So they wanted to know if they could participate in the experiment. So Rav Moshe said yes. That even though there are three distinct Isurim of Isur Hanoah, Isur Bishul, and Isur Achila, the only kind of Bishul, which is Asur, which is standard Bishul. And standard Bishul means that you're preparing something that was Chai, that wasn't really Rai L'Achila, to be Rai L'Achila. But that's obviously not, it's not going on in a chemistry experiment. Nobody's cooking something for the purposes of eating it. Now again, if you're cooking something for the purpose of eating it and you don't eat it, you're still over an Isur Daraisa of Bishul. But here, right, this isn't really part of the Geder of Bishul. So the kid thought of it. I thought that was really good. And he also had he had Tutzdadim, which made me even happier. He says, well, but maybe you should be Machmir, because maybe there's Hana. So I said, what Hana did they get? He goes, well, scientific knowledge. That's Hana. So I said, this kid is like, you know, it's very good for the Rambam, you know, like that would be considered like, you know, Hanas, you know, Mayav, you know, Hanas Grono, that's tangible Hana, you know, scientific knowledge, Ha'ava Lafia Yedia. So it could be that we have some good students in the pipeline. I was very excited about this possibility. So any event, something important to think about. Okay, so just to do some chazara, so we talked about Nosar standing out from all of these Surim Shebakodesh. There's Pigol, there's Tame, there's Yotze, there's Nishbachtamo, and all of these things, we said the Mechitza is the Azara, even the Emurim of Kachim Kalim, and the Bakodesh Ba'esh Tisarif. But I made an argument that Nosar, in certain sense, is worse, because when it comes to Nosar, what you're really dealing with is the missed opportunity of having Kachim, Yishulchan Gavoa Kazacho. I think its roots can be traced to the man. It's a more egregious kind of a violation. And I think that, you know, like an Isser Prati with Nosar is kind of an appealing perspective. So that was one point. The second point is we talked about the din of Birya that normally require a Kezias, but if it comes to Putisa or a Nimala or, you know, the Sheret Ha'of, that the tzira, v'gamis atzira, shalach abam, right? The sheret ha'of that apparently blinds people and does terrible things, as Rashi explains it, you know, when he's going to clear out Eretz Yisrael for us. V'gamis atzira, yishalach Hashem lukech abam, adavod hanisharim v'hanistarim mipanecha. They can apparently find people who are hiding from you. So there's the din of birya as well. And then the Gemara develops a klal that, yes, it's always possible. The rabbo says halavin. But rather than say that instinctively, we would rather call, you know, hecha d'ika l'medrash darshinan. Machlokes Rashi Tosos, what the definition of sheretz is. Rashi says it's by definition something is so small where you can only see it al yedei tnuaso, which is an interesting shita. Then the Bali Tosos, they disagree with that point, and they don't say it doesn't dafka have to be anything small, but it really comes from kol shehiv dalti mimcha. It's things that are mishukats lechas. So that's the top Tosos here on Amud Beis. And then we started talking about the issue of shelo kederach achilaso, shelo kederach hanoaso. And we established that there are certain isurim, the Torah formulates them in a very broad way, kilei hakerem, basar bechalav, where it seems to transcend the normal derech achila, or the normal derech hana, pen tiktash, hamaleya hazara sheret Yisrael tvua sakarem, or losev ashal gadiba chalevi mo, doesn't say anything about achila, or even hana. So there's an appealing case to be made that these things remain asar, afilu shelo kederach achilasan, ve'afilu shelo kederach hanasan. And finally, trying to make an argument that there's a very compelling, very persuasive logic to state that achilas kadshim, or truma betumas haguf, is far graver a violation than achilas kadshim, which is tamei, or achilas truma, which is tameya. Because in one case, one is actively being mechalel truma or kadshim, and in the other case, one is kind of hanging on, trying to utilize kadshim and truma, you know, in the normal way, when they can't possibly be used anymore. They're subject to sreifa, but one is trying to, and that's a lav. But in general, being metame oneself is nowhere near as bad as being metame truma or kadshim. Okay, so that's where we'll hold it up.